A team of researchers recently looked at 300 coastal counties to evaluate how they could be affected by climate change. That includes Monroe County, otherwise known as the Florida Keys.
It comes in the top three counties in the entire United States in terms of the overall vulnerability to sea level rise.
Jason Evans is an assistant professor of environmental science at Stetson University. He's also working with Monroe County to help the Keys prepare for higher sea levels. New projects from parks to sewage treatment plants may be planned to cope with today's high tides.
But then 30 years in the future, it's going to be higher. It's really important to really take that information into account. So that way we're not just, of course, creating new problems in the future.
The next full moon near the end of the month is expected to provide another round of very high tides and more evidence of where the Keys are most vulnerable to rising water. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.